1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Conspiracy theorist Alex Jones has been ordered to sell his personal assets. It's to begin to repay parents of children who were killed in the 2012 Sandy Hook school massacre. Jones has repeatedly labeled that a hoax. More from CBS's Omar Villafranca.
The decision will also force Jones to auction off his jewelry and gun collection. An attorney for Jones said $2 million is already sitting in escrow for the families after Jones sold a Texas ranch. While in court, another episode of the Alex Jones Show aired on Infowars.com, the platform where Jones spread his conspiracy theories. The judge ruled that the company doesn't have to liquidate its assets, but that Jones will not control the money.
The Supreme Court has struck down a ban on devices that turn firearms into much more powerful weapons. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
It's important to keep in mind that the original ban on bump stocks was initiated by the Trump administration after the Las Vegas mass shooting. The Biden administration wanted to keep the ban in place, and a number of states have banned them under state law. Now, the Supreme Court has lifted the ban under federal law.
Flooding is starting to recede in South Florida after persistent storms dumped up to 20 inches of rain on the region in the past few days. CBS News Miami's Peter Dench has been talking with some residents to see how they're doing.
Miami-Dade Fire Rescue says it has responded to 17 calls for evacuations from the flooding this week, four of them from homes and the rest from people, installed cars, and others stranded. Fire Rescue says they have helped at least 40 people. Dania Laura lives on this street and is overwhelmed.
I've been here 9 years and this has never happened. I have to go to work and I'm trying to protect us from the water. The water came in through the patio and the house is flooded.
A city's mayor says planned events this weekend celebrating Juneteenth cannot be held.
No arrest yet for the mass shootings in Akron, Ohio last Saturday night at a street party, killing one man, injuring 28 others. So now Mayor Shamus Malik says all Juneteenth celebrations this weekend are canceled.
Today, the city of Akron is canceling large gatherings on public property this weekend due to concerns raised by a number of city council members.
Greg Saber for CBS News, Akron, Ohio.
Norfolk, Virginia has repealed a 45-year-old ban on palm reading and clairvoyance for money. Officials haven't said why they revoked the ordinance, which was no longer being enforced. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Kitchen's Open on WFHR, a feature within the morning show every Monday at 9. Join me, Melissa Kay, and my guests to learn about food-related topics that will interest and entertain.
News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A new report shows Wisconsin does a great job providing resources to keep some kids happy and healthy. However, white kids are benefiting the most, while research shows the Badger State is the worst in the nation for black families. Mike Moen reports.
An annual report suggests Wisconsin has a strong foundation in creating positive outcomes for kids. But low test scores and racial disparities show not all youth are faring well. The Annie E. Casey Foundation's latest Kids Count data book ranks Wisconsin 11th in the country for child well-being. The state saw a slight dip in its child poverty rate, falling to 13%. However, Emily Mayota of the statewide policy group Kids Forward says the positive results mask persistent disparities for the Badger State.
Wisconsin remains the worst state in the nation for black children and families.
For example, black children were 29 times more likely to live in high poverty areas than white children. Those disparities also spill over into education. The report contends the pandemic is not solely to blame for the country's worsening educational outcomes. The Casey Foundation's Leslie Bossier says educators, researchers, policymakers, and employers who track students' academic readiness have been ringing alarm bells for a long time.
The pandemic erased decades of increases in math scores. However, if you look over the 35 years that we've produced the data book, we've never seen a significant percentage of children who were either proficient in fourth grade reading or basic math.
The report calls on all states to expand access to intensive tutoring for students who are behind in their classes and missing academic milestones. Wisconsin did see a worsening rate of young children not attending school. This is Mike Mowen for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the low 50s. Showers around tomorrow, rumbles of thunder, and a high in the mid-70s. Heating up Sunday and humid, high in the upper 80s, maybe a late-day storm. Another round of showers and storms Sunday night into Monday. Right now it's 58.
Pat Kreitlow.
Monday on Up North News Radio, Megan Rowe from Opportunity Wisconsin talks about their work to remind voters of candidates' real records, not just their rhetoric.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids' home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning and welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair and Todd Alba broadcasting live from my favorite place that we are now in, Amory, Wisconsin. Day 4 of On the Road with Jane and Todd. We're wrapping it all up today. You can always join us if you are in the Amory area. Come on out. We're at beautiful Michael Park, the Danielson Stage here in Amory. We have fresh coffee brewed. We have creamer. We have cups. We have everything we need.
Except I didn't forget. I forgot to
unmute the microphone.
Where did Tom go? Where did I go? My camera. Oh my gosh.
Right. Yeah. Right. Exactly. No. It's a. It was a sabotage because Jane's already trying to turn my mic off, so I cannot talk in hour number two of our show because the heat is on.
I know.
Greg Bach and Kelvin, the heat is on. I woke up this morning and Jane fixed me breakfast at our Airbnb, and she said, "Todd, would you like to have some orange juice?" And I thought, well, maybe I should taste test it and kerosene. Kerosene. She was trying to make me sure I lost my voice so I could not do my text to win trivia because we got this steak dinner on the line tonight at the Balsam Lodge here in beautiful, just outside of Amory at Balsam Lake, Wisconsin.
There's a lot at stake.
A lot at stake, baby.
I was going to say, Jane, does Todd need to take a lay down right now and put a cold compress? He's kind of in a little conspiracy right now, and I don't know, man. Come on, Todd.
It's only because I'm very worried. I'm very worried. I have a bad feeling about this, that I am on the cusp of having to buy Jane dinner tonight.
Now he's throwing things at me. Did you see that? Now he's trying to assault me.
Todd Alba.
Things are getting ugly here in Amory right now.
But here's the important part. Regardless of who has to buy who a steak dinner, the real winners are the listening audience across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. You can get a Wisconsin Dells prize pack.
Yes.
You can get Brewers tickets today. And after today, two lucky winners can have a chance at winning a staycation here in Wisconsin, one of which includes a pontoon boat, which Pat Kreitlow, who will be here later, has said he's willing to captain.
How about that? Yes, the grand prize, two grand prizes, Fort Atkinson Cottage on the Lake with the pontoon boat, a stay in Lake Geneva at Harbor Shores, or Door County stay at the Ridges Inn and Suites. And whether or not you won an hourly prize or one of the daily prizes, everyone is going to be in the grand prize drawing. And we even give you a gas card to get there and back.
And back.
That's the kind of people we are. We want to make sure you can get back.
That's but so if Wisconsin.
If you go to a place like Amory, you might not want to go back.
Yeah, by the way, you guys, we're never leaving.
Right. We'll be doing our show from Balsam Lake on Monday.
Todd and I are moving to Balsam Lake, and we'll be remoting in from now on because it really is beautiful up here. All right, here is the word. Via the Civic Media app, you have until noon to text this hour's word, and the word is stadium, STADIUM.
So finally, many syllables.
Finally, somewhat of a difficult word. Finally.
The word is stadium. S-T-A-D-I-U-M. Take your time when you're texting. Want to make sure you get it right. Via the Civic Media app, the word is stadium, S-T-A-D-I-U-M. You have until noon to get entered. Greg Bach, if people are interested in getting a bonus entry, how would they go about doing that? It's very difficult, I assume.
Oh, it's incredibly difficult. First thing you have to do is grab a shovel, then get in your best car, drive north to Amory, and go to the Danielson stage and find the amulet. The amulet, I'm just kidding. No, all you do is you text in stadium, and then what will happen is Civic Media will text you back and ask you a question. That question is, are you registered to vote? Answer that question truthfully, please. We're trying to find out. We want to make sure all of our information is good. No judgment if you're not, but
no.
Answer it, yes or no, and then automatically, nothing else, automatically, you get another entry into the contest. So if you enter seven times a day, every hour we give the word, that's 14 entries a day. Come on.
Look at him mathing like that.
Right on the radio, mathing, too, live.
Doing math live.
That's
140.
Much braver than me, Greg Bach.
It's 140 entries all together in 2 weeks.
It's incredible.
Thank
it's incredible.
So, yes.
Don't forget, we do play this contest. Today's the last day.
Only hours left.
I know. 11 this hour, 1 o'clock with Todd. His word today is ostentatious, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, I thought it was rhododendron.
Todd has his word at 1, and then Maggie has 1 at 3, Devils at 5, and Peach Schwabba at 7 o'clock. So those are going to be the remaining chances you have to enter our statewide Scani Summer Statewide Text to Win contest. Well, stadium is the word.
But let's just be honest. I mean, they don't want us to talk about this, but let's just be honest. The winners are going to be chosen from either Jane or I's show. So, I mean, you can text in the other programs. That's fine.
Man, we are. Things are getting vicious out here in
Amory. I think Todd just challenged everyone else to a fight.
We're in Amory. Nobody can get to us.
Oh, even Jack from Merrimack texting and listening on WAUK. Well, they finally gave Jane a more tricky word. Jack, whose side are you on?
That's Jack from Merrimack.
All right.
That's fine.
Todd's word is now Merrimack.
My word will probably be Merrimack.
Yeah.
What?
I was going to say, Todd's word is now Merrimack.
Exactly. Yeah.
We did get a question from Sherry. Sorry to interrupt. We did get a question from Sherry. She said, when are you announcing the winners? Imagine in the next week or so, probably, they'll be announcing, and you'll be contacted by Civic Media.
Absolutely. And again, the last entry is going to happen between 7 and 8 o'clock tonight, so it's going to take them a couple days to contact the winners, but hopefully by next week, absolutely, we'll be able to share that. One of the reasons why Todd and I went out on the road, and one of the reasons why you and Trigby went out on the road about a month and a half ago, is to share all the things that we have in common and all the things that we love about Wisconsin, because I think those outweigh our differences. I really do. And we picked up a copy of the Amory Free Press this morning on our way in, and the publisher is Tom Stangle, and he has a column that I think is worth reading just a piece of, called Tolerance or Acceptance. Tom says, I'd like to talk about two things we could all use more of, tolerance and acceptance. Tolerance is a willingness to being able to accept differences. Doesn't mean you agree with what they're saying, but you accept their right to be willing to say or do what they are saying or doing. For many years, I struggled with tolerance for people who are homosexual. It was easy to believe stereotypes and hate. After I met and got to know people who are gay, I learned they're just like everyone else. I learned to tolerate the differences and eventually accept who they are. It's a process and different for everyone. This is an opinion column in the Amory Free Press from the publisher Tom Stangle. Tolerance is key to being an American. We all come from different backgrounds, places, and beliefs. We cannot live together without tolerance. If you can't accept others, you should be able to tolerate them and their beliefs. If we can simply treat each other the way we want to be treated, I believe a lot of the bad things in the world could be cured.
Magical.
Isn't it?
I mean, and again, this is coming from a paper in Amory.
2,900 people.
One of the wonderful... typical small towns in Wisconsin. And if folks in Amory and if great publications like the Amory Free Press can get it and to figure it out and find ways to come together, we should all be able to do that.
Absolutely. And as he said in this column, if your religious beliefs preclude you from accepting someone who is homosexual, but you can tolerate their right to exist and their right to be who they are.
Well, you know, and, you know, a lot of people, I think, around Wisconsin, particularly here at Amory and in my town, Richland Center, I think a lot of people like Willie Nelson. I mean, I played a little Willie Nelson when we stayed at the Oxbow Hotel in Eau Claire night before last.
Right.
Had a great vinyl, right? And Willie, like most people like Willie Nelson, great musician, great songwriter, you know, likes to imbibe a little bit now and again.
I've heard that about Willie.
I've heard that.
Yes.
Willie Nelson years ago when Rolling Stone magazine said, how do you feel about gay marriage? And Willie said it better than anybody else. Without hesitation, he goes, oh, he says, I'm all for it. He goes, they might as well be as miserable as the rest of us. You know, I mean, that just says it. I mean, he said it succinctly and better than I did. But the point is, you might as well just treat everybody the same. I mean, it doesn't matter, you know, who you love. You're always going to have people who don't get along. You're going to have marriages that don't work. You're going to have marriages that are spectacular. You put on your pants one leg at a time. We're the same.
We are the same.
And when you stop by over here at Amory Meats and you have a brat right now and you sit in the car and you listen to us and there's blue skies and the Apple River going down. I mean, this is Wisconsin. You understand? So let's, if you put the differences aside and look at all the things we enjoy together, we're Wisconsinites. And don't you dare let any politician take that away from us.
Tell them, Todd.
I think that was the most Wisconsin diatribe I've ever heard in a while. It's like, we love who we want. You do what you need to do. Be yourself. And let's eat some meat and hang out.
That's right. That's exactly right.
If you are in Amory, by the way, we're looking right at it. The Amory Meat Market is right across from where we are at the park.
I'm smelling it, by the way. Can you smell that, Jay?
Every Friday, it is the Amory Meat Market Friday Brat Feed, which April has told us, and she's going to be joining the show in just a little bit, is very, very, very popular. So we're really excited about that once they start serving up.
This is literally, for me, like the highlight of the trip to end this with fresh brats. I mean, it's what, 75, maybe 100 yards away?
Within walking distance.
Yeah, great. Keep talking. Distance. Wonderful brats, fresh, wonderful. Smells great. Wonderful. Hey, Calvin, how you doing? We're not eating anything!
We can bring you back some brats if you can wait till Monday.
Oh, that's cool. That's very
nice. We have a refrigerator.
Ooh.
We do have a refrigerator.
Yeah.
And we're staying, again, at this beautiful, beautiful place in Balsam Lake.
Shout out to TC.
Shout out to TC. We had there were a few snafus with the reservation.
None of which were his fault.
No, none of which were his fault. After a little delay, we finally got on the road and everything was great. And TC is our host at our Airbnb.
Great.
He was so wonderful and very, very accommodating. Everyone that we've met on the way has been fantastic.
He threw in a bottle of brandy, and Jane enjoyed half of it for breakfast. And it was fantastic.
I'm ready to go, baby. A little brandy on the rocks for brekkie.
No, you're right, Jane. Everybody, we have not met one rude or unwelcoming person on this entire trip.
No.
I mean, April's been fantastic. She's come on our show several times, and she's helped us coordinate this. She literally oversees this beautiful facility. It's beautiful here.
We're going to keep the conversation going. You can always join us. Call, text, leave a comment on the live stream. Jane Matinair, Todd Alba, Matinair on air live from Amory, Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr.
Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
We are experiencing a stretch of severe weather in Wisconsin. 22 tornadoes were reported over 4 different days. This includes the strongest one that ripped through Evansville area, marking the first time that a tornado ever touched down during the month of February in Wisconsin. Now, we typically average 23 tornadoes during an entire year and recorded 21 in 2023. But we've already surpassed last year, and what's considered to be the most severe weather months of June and July are still ahead of us. One more thing, forecasters are predicting a shift to a La Nina climate pattern in July, meaning our severe weather season could be longer and more damaging than ever. Information you need to be sure you and your family are always weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
This is Locally Grown Radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
My sweet Lady Jane, when I see you again.
Good morning. You understand, when I travel with her, she had this sheet music. She made me sing that to her before we went to bed last night.
I like a lullaby before I go to sleep.
You know, between,
I don't think that's asking a lot.
Between all these things, Todd, I don't know what to believe when you talk anymore. With the bourbon and the singing and the...
I spent 30 years as a Republican politician. You figure it out.
Ooh. Jane Matnair and Todd Alba broadcasting live from beautiful Amory, Wisconsin. Our final day on the road with Jane and Todd. We could not be happier to be here and happier to have you along. Last day of our Scani Summer Statewide Text to Win contest. You have until noon via the Civic Media app to text the word stadium, STADIUM. The word this hour is stadium. A steak dinner up for grabs tonight. Who's going to have to buy, Todd or me?
And I think what we were told by TC last night, the Balsam Lodge has a top-notch ribeye.
Ooh, that sounds good. I'm going to enjoy that.
And by, I forget our bartender's name last night. She was her first night on the job after training.
She was so cute.
And she made us a brand new old-fashioned suite. Yep. It was spectacular.
Yeah, she did a great job.
Yeah,
she really did. I want to do one real quick thing, because we always tell you to, if you want to get in contact with the show, email janesays@civicmedia.us. Whether there's someone in your community you think would be a good guest we should have, or something going on, no matter where you are across the Civic Media Network, if you're in Oshkosh or Hayward or Park Falls or here in Amory or Richland Center, you can always reach out to the show, janesays@civicmedia.us, just like listener Tim did. He gave us a heads up about this is happening tomorrow at Conkle Park in Greenfield. They're holding a benefits, all kinds of bands, to raise money to help expand the current rebuilding of the public skateboard park that was originally built in 1979. I never even knew this existed. There's a lot of history related to skateboarding involved with the Turf Skate Park. He says he grew up skating there, and now he has the pleasure of watching my son skate the same bowls I did over 35 years ago. So that is happening tomorrow, June 15th, from noon until 10 p.m. at Conkle Park in Greenfield. Looks like 51st and Layton. So check that out and support that, the skate park. And I hope to learn more about this. Apparently, they've had some very, very famous skateboarders who used to come and take part in that, which is pretty cool.
Very, very nice.
That's super cool.
We also got a comment on the live stream from Michael, who says, I won the Dell's prize pack yesterday, so thank you.
Yay!
Look at that. The winners do exist.
Yes, they absolutely do. Well done. Also, a comment on the text line. Liz from Sun Prairie, and this is what we're after, Todd Alba.
Yes.
Liz from Sun Prairie, listening in Madison on WMDX, says, I love Wisconsin, all caps, 4 seasons, practical, friendly people, and the only state where you'll find cheap beer next to fancy bitters at dive bars.
100%.
What a lovely juxtaposition.
Whether it's the Amber Inn high atop Eau Claire, where Jane and I had drinks and a lovely dinner.
Yes.
One of the oldest bars in Wisconsin, certainly in Eau Claire. Whether it's here at the Balsam Lodge, the Phoenix in Richland Center. I mean, that's exactly it right there.
Yes, absolutely. Living side by side. One person's drinking beers. Another one's got their Corbel on the rocks. Right. And we all get along. What are the other things you love about Wisconsin that we all love about Wisconsin? I genuinely believe there are more things that we all love and appreciate than we dislike about each other.
If someone said, Jane, give me your top two things that you love about Wisconsin.
I would say the beauty, for one thing, because no matter where you go in the state, you see something different. Mm-hmm. We had the chance to drive from Richland Center to Eau Claire and through a large portion of the Driftless area where I had never been. It is stunningly beautiful.
Yeah.
Just stunningly beautiful. But I can say that about Door County, of course, or even, you know, the North Woods. I've been to Bayfield, which also is spectacular. We have so much natural beauty and so many incredible natural resources, the lakes and the rivers. We have the Apple River right over here. There's about five, I think April said there are five different lakes here in the Amory area. And so
they have fish in them.
With fish. Right. They have fish.
Tommy Thompson used to say, you know, Minnesota calls themselves a land of 10,000 lakes. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Wisconsin has 15,000, and ours have fish in them.
Take that, Minnesota.
I'm sorry, I interrupted you.
Even though they're right across the board. They are right across the board.
But besides the natural beauty, what else?
The practical people.
Yeah.
I think we're very common sense. I think for the most part, we're not braggadocious. And I think we're pretty humble. And it's what my mother always told me. I think I was elected to homecoming court when I was in high school.
Really?
And I came home and I was all excited. And she said, Jane, that's wonderful. Beat. Don't let it go to your head.
Wow.
And I think I think a lot of us grew up with that.
Yeah.
And believe that.
Yep.
You know, that was a great accomplishment. Good for you. Don't get cocky.
Right. Yeah.
What about you? What would be your two things that you absolutely love about Wisconsin?
Super similar. I would say the diversity of the beauty. The fact that I grew up in Southwest Wisconsin, when you compare it to the Rockies, of course, not mountain-esque, but hilly-esque. I love that part of the state. But you can drive 3 hours and you're in Door County, which is very similar to the coast of Maine.
Yeah.
You could drive to northern Wisconsin and be in these beautiful North Woods or lakes or the unglaciated areas, the moraine, Kettle Moraine Valley area.
That's my home area, yeah. Hartford, yeah.
Go up to Bayfield, go up to Superior, the Apostle Islands.
Superior's so gorgeous.
I mean, this the diversity of Wisconsin's geography and beauty that in addition to the four seasons that I really love. And then just the sense of community. And I know, you know, you're right, Greg. I mean, I'm blowing it up a little bit for dramatic effect, but I truly do mean it. It's these things that other states don't have. Think about people in Nebraska, for goodness sake. I mean, all they got is Nebraska football, which is terrible, of course. But they don't have the Green Bay Packers.
Right.
They don't have the Milwaukee Brewers or the Bucks or the Admirals. I mean, they don't have a great University of Wisconsin system, the borders of our university, the borders of our state. They don't have great conservation. You know, all these great, wonderful places. I mean, we're so lucky in Wisconsin that we have this. All these things I just listed off and so many more give us a sense of community. So it doesn't matter whether you're in Waukesha or Amory or Green Bay or Richland Center. We all love the Green Bay Packers. And even though we might be very diverse in how we vote or how we think or our religious practices or maybe none at all, we can all come around things like the Brewers, the Packers, the Badgers, and the arts.
And the arts.
In the state of Wisconsin.
And clean water,
yes.
And good education for our children,
right.
And decent health care. And these are all shared values all of us share in Wisconsin.
Yep.
Absolutely. And celebrate. And that's what this is all about. Celebrating our wonderfulness. We're not going to let it go to our heads.
No, but it's not us. It's all of us collectively together.
Absolutely. News is coming up next. Don't forget to text the word stadium, S-T-A-D-I-U-M. You have until noon, stadium via the Civic Media app. And when we return, more about the wonderfulness of Amory, Wisconsin, on the road with Jane and Todd, coming to you across the Civic Media radio network.
Oh, my sweet Marie. Sands have run out for your lady and me. Lady J.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on air.
CBS News Brief, a judge has ordered the liquidation of the personal assets of conspiracy theorist Alex Jones to pay a judgment for saying a school shooting was a hoax.
They said on the courthouse steps, the plaintiff's lawyers, in Texas and Connecticut, we want Alex Jones silenced. That's what this is all about.
The Supreme Court has struck down a ban on devices that make weapons more powerful. Here's CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
We've seen this in a number of areas where it's quite clear that Congress had the power to act. They didn't. And so a president tried to act through an executive agency.
The worst appears to be over in South Florida, where persistent storms have dropped up to 20 inches of rain over the past few days. Miami-Dade Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava says more equipment is being brought in to help ease flooding.
Even though there's actually a pump station here, it's not adequate to move it along. So they're bringing in portable pumps that are taking the water out.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers lose to the Reds. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers tried to make a comeback but lost to the Reds 6-5 at AmFam Field. It was a special night in the broadcast booth as the team celebrated the 30th anniversary of analyst and former catcher Bill Schroeder. Many of his former colleagues stopped by to call the game, including Jim Paschke on Bally Sports.
William Contreras, deep to center field. Bam! A home run. His ninth of the year. The Brewers have
third. We practiced a home run call today. Very nice.
College football, another exciting recruit commits to Wisconsin. Eugene Hilton, the son of former Colts receiver Ty Hilton, has agreed to play for the Badgers. NBA Finals, the Dallas Mavericks came back to dominate in Game 4. They beat the Celtics 122-84. Kyrie Irving with 21 points in the lopsided win.
But it's not going to be easy in Boston, so got to look forward to the challenge.
Game 5 Monday night in Boston, the Celtics up 3-1. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the low 50s. Showers around tomorrow, rumbles of thunder, and a high in the mid-70s. Heating up Sunday and humid, high in the upper 80s, maybe a late day storm. Another round of showers and storms Sunday night into Monday. It's 60 right now.
Over the past 20 years, Wisconsin has seen a huge increase in reported elder abuse cases. Elder abuse is the verbal, physical, emotional, sexual, or financial abuse of a senior citizen. It can also be the intentional or unintentional neglect of an older person. Wisconsin's population of seniors 65 and older is projected to grow significantly in the coming decades. That's why we all share the responsibility to help protect our seniors by recognizing and reporting any signs of elder abuse. If you believe that elder abuse has been inflicted upon yourself or someone you know, please report it. Call the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline toll-free at 1-833-586-0107 or visit reportelderabusewi.org. Respect our elders. Report abuse. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This project is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $120,000 with 100% funding by ACL-HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACL-HHS or the U.S. government.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise?
Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's, like, testosterone and overload and whatever, testosterone.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Milwaukee Journal Sentinel music critic Piet Levy, who joins the show to discuss all things Summerfest. We will also discuss the resurgence of the summer box office.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Morning, welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Todd Alba, coming to you live from my favorite place where we now are, Amory, Wisconsin. Thank you so much for joining us. We are delighted to be here with you on the road with Jane and Todd, wrapping things up today in Amory. You have a little under 30 minutes to text the word via the Civic Media app, Stadium, S-T-A-D-I-U-M. Text the word Stadium. Our statewide Scotty Summer Text to Win Contest. Great prizes up for grabs, including a Wisconsin Dells prize package. We have some really nice Brewers tickets, and then of course two grand prizes that you get to pick where you want to have your staycation. Pretty fabulous. Text the word via the app Stadium, S-T-A-D-I-U-M. Your next chance to enter the contest will be coming up with Todd Alba in the 1 o'clock hour. It is at least a five-syllable word, I'm pretty sure, is the one that you have today, just to keep things fair.
The nice thing is, in our hour, people that text in, then we're actually giving away six packs of Brewers tickets, and we're going to throw in a gift card for $1,000 for guests. And, no, back home, people are now fainting. The lawyers are going, no. I'm making that's all false information, only to get you to text in so that I win this little thing between Jane and I.
You know, the lawyers are sitting in that black SUV right over there. They were just about ready to leap out at you.
With dark glasses.
Yes,
you know
exactly.
Who is here in the audience, though? Our very own Civic Media Pat Kreitlow, host of Up North News Radio.
He's our audience.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, sure. She's become a Jane Matt and Air fan. I love it.
Pat's going to be joining you after noon when Todd takes over. We do have a clarification we wanted to make, though, Greg, about getting an extra entry for the contest, correct?
Yes. Carmella from Milwaukee pointed this out to me, and thank you so much for texting in about this. And I apologize for incorrectly putting out information. It looks like what you can do is you'll be sent to a website where you can check your voter registration, and once you do that, you'll get a free entry. After that, it's done. You don't get it every single time you enter. It's a one-time free entry, as far as I can see here. But it's not every single time, just one. But still, it's an extra entry. So thank you so much, Carmella, for reaching out and letting us know that.
Absolutely. We are at spend the next half hour talking about all wonderful things, all Amory. April Zemers is our guest right now. She is the owner of Love Where We Come From, a promotion and marketing company. Good morning, April. Thank you so much for being here.
Good morning. Thank you for having me, and thank you for visiting Amory.
Absolutely. We're so excited and happy to be here. It's a place I've thought about for a long time. I've been talking about this for a year and a half, at least, coming up to Amory, and it has absolutely met all of my expectations. So you are a native Amerian.
I am a native Amerian, born right here at Apple River Valley Memorial Hospital on a snowy day in 1976.
Nice. And you never wanted to leave?
I did want to leave. Actually, like most high schoolers, I couldn't wait to blow past these city limit signs.
I bet.
And that's exactly what I did. And then after spending a couple years in Denver, Colorado, as nice as it is, Denver is no Amory, Wisconsin. So back I came. And it's been great ever since.
It says a lot, right? Because, I mean, Denver gets a lot of kudos, and all of everyone wants to move to Colorado.
Yeah.
But it speaks to what Jay and I were talking about before the break there, that it's just when you travel somewhere, it's hard to beat Wisconsin.
It is. In fact, when I was living out in Denver, you know, you can take the girl out of Amory, but you can't take the Amory out of the girl. And so everywhere I would go, they would say, what kind of accent is that you have?
Oh, my.
You know? I'd be like, well, I'm from Wisconsin.
Yes, it's the O's.
Yeah. Don't you know?
Speaking of, we were talking about all the lakes in Wisconsin, and you mentioned about Tommy Thompson slamming Minnesota. Tom from Minnesota checking in. Tom is not happy.
Uh-oh. What's Tom got to say?
Would you, Scotty, stop claiming that Wisconsin has more lakes than Minnesota, please? The cheesehead definition of lake includes mud puddles formed by a footprint.
Oh, that's
well,
those
that
are
might
fight
be true.
Words.
It also might include, you know, a tipped over beer. You know? So
it's called
well
win. It's Lake Suds.
Yeah.
There you go. Lake Suds. Minnesota has a minimum acreage that is much larger than Wisconsin's. If we used your definition, we would have almost twice as many lakes as Brotlandia.
Well, Tom, we appreciate that, but if we use the Green Bay Packer qualifications for an NFL team, Minnesota wouldn't have one.
Ooh, youch.
Also, cool it on the Scotty thing. That's our word. You don't get to use that over there in Minnesota.
No, I mean, you know, we love the Minnesotans. I mean, especially when they come over and spend their money over here.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, for sure. Mm-hmm. And Robin from Madison, listening in Madison, says it's hard to be humble when you're from Wisconsin. The Badger Band sings Willie Nelson songs at
right?
their concerts.
Right. There you go.
Right on.
855-752-4842 if you want to call in and join the show about everything that you love about Amory or just Wisconsin in general. Leave a comment on the text line on Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter. What are some of your favorite events, April, that happened in Amory?
Oh, there's so many. But like you mentioned, one of them is going on right now as we speak. From Memorial Day through Labor Day weekend in Amory, the Amory Meat Market has their Friday brat feeds. And they are amazing. And so that is a staple here. We also have two music series, two summer music series in Amory. So we have Tuesday Tunes at Michael Park every Tuesday throughout the summer. And then once a month on the third Friday, we have Music on the River. And that is a rocking time.
I bet. I bet.
Amazing. And then, of course, Amory Fall Festival. I've been working on that committee for 17 years.
Wow.
And it is a really good time. And we're really proud to say I think it's one of the best festivals in the entire state. And then something new we brought in last year was Amory's Price is Right.
Oh, that sounds
where,
like fun.
When you shop local and you can win big. Last year, we tried to give away a car, but we couldn't get someone to get a hole in one to get it here on the stage. But we did give away a trip to Vegas.
Nice.
A hot tub, furniture, and we're doing that again this year on August 10th.
That's super cool.
Come up to Amory.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. It's worth
always
it.
A good time.
Always a good time. April Zemers is our guest. She owns a promotion and marketing company called Love Where We Come From. Amory is relatively small with a population of about just under 3,000.
It is.
And what would you say is the major industry or business? What's the economic driver here in Amory? Is it tourism?
Tourism is a big one, but then we kind of have these building blocks. We have this foundation of our school system, our hospital, our industry. We have a couple big industry leaders here in town, Cardinal Glass, SMC. And so that foundation gives us the power to build up our tourism here in town because we're really lucky that we have so many places in town that support our tourism and fund a lot of our projects.
Well, and what's nice, too, and Todd and I noticed this as we were driving up from Madison, Amory is fortunate that the main drag still goes right through town.
It does.
Because that really hurt a lot of smaller communities when, obviously, the interstate got bigger and they needed, you know, bigger throughways and things. But when you removed some of those main drags through the downtown area, things just kind of died, and they're having a hard time coming back.
Yeah. Right. You do see that. We're seeing a lot of small towns in the area kind of fade away, and we refuse to let that happen here in 54001. There is too much good stuff going on here. There's no way you can drive through on your way up north and not stop at Ellie's Ice Cream.
Ooh.
Like it's old-fashioned ice cream parlor.
That's on our list.
Oh, that has to be on your list.
All right.
And when you go in, just tell them that Matt said it was on the house. You know? And he's going to kill me for that one. But we have really cool small shops here in town. I mean, we have everything. We have shopping. We have food. We have good old Wisconsin taverns. We have a vibrant farmers market with other vendors there. I mean,
there's everything you need.
Yeah, exactly. if we don't have it here in Emory, you don't need it.
But also, one of the cool things Jane and I noticed when we were setting up this morning, right out here in this beautiful kind of deck overlooking the Apple River,
yeah.
you've got local yoga going on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 9 o'clock in the morning, perfect weather, right over the river. What a perfect setting to become one with nature and do your yoga. And I would imagine certainly lakes and biking and hiking and all of that stuff must be really big around here.
We are so fortunate. We are the home of two trailheads here in Emory. So we have the Stour Trail, and that is so popular for walking and biking and hiking. And then we have a huge ATV trail that heads east here out of Emory. So we're so fortunate. And the stage that we're sitting on right now hosts line dancing classes twice a week.
Oh, how cute.
You don't get more small town than that.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. And that's what your main street looks like. It just looks, it is a slice of Americana. And today is Flag Day, so all the flags are lined up down Main Street. And it just really, it is a very warm, welcoming feeling.
Mm-hmm. It
look
is.
Look at the people. I mean, look, we're on the Danielson stage here at Michael Park. And this pavilion here in front of us. I mean, it's the investment, it occurs to me, of the local community into making it even more so, like bringing people together, whether it's around the arts or dancing or whatever. I mean, this has to be a real hub to bring folks together.
It is. We are so fortunate here because the businesses of this town believe in this community and believe in bringing neighbors together. And so the sponsorship that we have, you can see it up on the wall over there, the sponsorship that we have for our events in town is phenomenal. Whether it's a big event, whether it's your kid's t-ball team, whether it's a benefit for something, this community supports each other.
We have a text from Mike from Fond du Lac listening on WAUK. Some old Emory history. My father drove a truck for F&A Cheese.
Oh, sure.
That was there about 60 years ago. Dad was loading cheese. We bought a cane pole and we went fishing in a river close to the plant.
Wow.
It existed right outside of this park.
Oh, did it really?
It did.
Wow. That was the old F&A Cheese.
Yeah, yep. And cane pole. I know all about that. We all come down here fishing with our cane poles. So Emory's really known its history for having the cheese factory that used to exist. A lot of people also associate Emory with the old Country Dam nightclub that used to sit just north of Emory on Highway 8. And a lot of small bands used to play there. They used to have two bands a night. There was like this mysterious vibe that it had, mob ties that people talk about. Jerry Lee Lewis performed there.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. It's a thing.
I guess it is.
It is a thing. And there was definitely some shenanigans going on up there.
It's interesting how much the Chicago gangsters like northern Wisconsin, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It is. And one time someone who wasn't from here, they were from the Twin Cities, and they said, "What was the Country Dam?" And I thought, how do you explain it? And I said, picture a redneck Studio 54. And they said, that sounds like the opening of a book. And so I'm actually currently putting together the stories of the old Country Dam.
Get out.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, you gotta read
fantastic.
It.
That is great. We want an early copy.
Yeah, there's some dirt in there.
I love it. I mean, you know, as Eleanor Roosevelt said, if you can't say anything good about anybody, come sit next to me.
That's right. That is right.
You still have about a little over 10 minutes to text in the word stadium, S-T-A-D-I-U-M, via the Civic Media app. Text in the word stadium before noon, and you are in the running to pick up one winner per hour. Every hour that we play, you can win a Wisconsin Dells Summer Prize Pack. Every day, somebody picks up a pair of Milwaukee Brewers club-level seats, and then we're going to have two grand prize winners. You get to choose your staycation, either in Fort Atkinson, Cottage on the Lake, including a pontoon boat, apparently going to be piloted by Pat Kreitlow.
If you want him.
He's willing.
He is the Merrill Stubing of the Northwoods.
I believe all of the charges from his last boating accident have been dismissed, so you should be fine. Also, Lake Geneva, stay at Harbor Shores, or Door County, stay at the Ridges Inn and Suites. So get that word in, Stadium, S-T-A-D-I-U-M. April Zemers is our guest. We're going to keep our conversation going here. Jane and Todd on the road, live from Amory, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's, like, testosterone and overload and whatever the, you know.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
This broad reaching, well, we can't help people because we can't control how they spend the money, somehow magically doesn't apply to billionaires, doesn't apply to corporations who dodge their taxes every year. The only people who are subject to the conservative morality police are poor people. How dare you?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. It's On the Road with Jane and Todd. Todd Alba and I wrapping up our road trip across western Wisconsin today in beautiful Amory, Wisconsin. Just delighted to be here. And I can't think of a better place to wrap things up tonight. Again, you have until noon to text the word stadium, S-T-A-D-I-U-M. Use the Civic Media app and enter stadium for our Scotty Summer statewide text to win contest. Todd will have the next word for you coming up in the 1 o'clock hour of his show. April Zemers is our guest. She is the owner of Love Where We Come From, a promotion and marketing company highlighting all things wonderful about Amory. And I wanted to thank Diana, who stopped by real briefly with this incredible history of Amory. She said what she had to stop at 300 pages.
She did. So she redid the Amory Centennial book that was put out in 1987.
Oh, wow.
Gave it some updates. It is really cool.
Really comprehensive history. Of Amory. What do we know of the founding of Amory?
Oh, yes. So Amory is named after William Amory, but Amory started out as a little town called Big Dam. Hmm. And I think it would have been cool to keep that name. Don't get me wrong.
Then you would have been Damanians?
Oh, maybe, yes. Or maybe I give a damn. Or, you know, I don't know.
That's good.
Yes.
That would work on a shirt.
Yes.
That would work on a shirt.
Yeah, and it was really a logging town because we were here on the river.
Sure, that makes sense. And in the North Woods and all that great lumber and everything like that.
Right.
What else should people know about Amory and the history of Amory?
You know, I always say that, like many small towns, Amory has had its ebbs and flows, right? Mm. Businesses come, businesses go. We do have a couple third-generation businesses here in town.
Fantastic.
And that is really uncommon. But the Christoffersons, who have the eye clinic, that's a third generation. Chet's Drug and Ellie's Ice Cream and Coffee, third generation.
Wow.
So, really cool. But then, you know, we have these new businesses that come, right? And then sometimes things change and businesses go.
Sure.
And so what's cool about this book that the Historical Society has recently redone is you can go back in time and see, like, You know, what has come? What is gone? We've had really interesting things happen in this town.
I bet.
We had a big bank robbery one time.
Oh, that must have kept locals talking for a while.
Oh, yeah. You know, the coffee clutches are still talking about it, like, you know, it happened in November. But, yeah, so really cool events. We've had a tornado. We've had a fire. But what it shows is that after all of these things, this community comes together and there's nothing that can destroy Amory.
You're not going away.
We're not going
away. You're not going away.
No.
Jack from Merrimack texting in, listening on WAUK. One thing most Wisconsinites can agree on is that a day spent tubing down the Apple River with a 12-pack in the adjacent tube is a fine, fine way to spend an August afternoon.
Oh, yes.
Amen.
Right?
Amen to that. Only a 12-pack? Oh, my gosh. I suppose, because right. Then that gets you through the first half of the trip, and you have right. The second half to sober up to drive home.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. There you go. Drink Wisconsinly.
That's right.
Yes, absolutely. Andrew from Maine has a comment on the live stream. If you had stayed the Big Dam, you could have been the Big Dam Nations.
Oh, my gosh. I like that. Yes. I like that a lot.
I like it a lot, too.
April Zemers is our guest as we get close to wrapping up the show here. And then Todd is going to take over from noon to 2 p.m. Local high school sports teams, how are they doing?
We are the proud Amory Warriors. And not to sound like an Al Bundy, but I mean, I don't know if our teams are as good as they were like in the early 90s because we were going strong then. Uh-huh. But we are really blessed here in Amory with the Warriors. All of our sports are strong.
That's great.
Yeah, that's really
we have
cool.
A good, you know, football team, cross country team. Track has always been big in Amory. Our wrestling team went to state as a team recently, a couple years in a row. Really strong wrestling. Our golfers. They just returned from their third stint at the boys' golf meet at state.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
And a lot of beautiful golf courses up here.
Oh. Yes, yeah. Yes, we do have great golf courses. And what I want to say, I want to give a shout out to the coaches, right? Because I don't think people understand the commitment of coaching.
Yeah. And the grief that they take.
Oh, my gosh. I grew up the daughter of a hockey coach.
Oh, really?
And so I get it. And so the coaches invest so much time. The athletes work hard, and they make all of us proud to be here in Warrior Country.
And as Todd and I have talked about, too, and I think everyone on all the shows across the civic media have talked about the importance of strong public schools and decent public education mm-hmm. for mm-hmm. all our kids.
Mm-hmm. I might be biased, but I think that the school district of Amory is the best. And think about the time and the dedication that the teachers and the cafeteria workers and the librarian and, you know, everything from the administration down to the janitors. Yep. It takes all of that to build a strong school district. And I don't know that we could be any more fortunate here in Amory. We're right in the process of having a huge change to our high school. It's totally going to be redone. In fact, I cried when I saw the inside was all empty from what it used to be. And we're getting a new sports facility.
That's exciting.
So new football field. Right? And so I think it's going to be a lucky football field. I really do.
She's feeling good. Right. She's feeling strong.
Good.
A little shade from Tom from L.A. who says, unfortunately, Amory always got beat by Durand. That's where he's from originally.
Geez. Oh, my goodness. Durand. Oh, please.
She says derisively.
Yes. The Panthers. Oh, okay.
April Zemers.
I love it.
April Zemers has been our guest. She's going to continue on with Todd's show. She owns Love Where We Come From promotion and marketing company Stadium STADIUM. Text it via the app until noon stadium to get entered in our statewide text to win Scani summer contest. This has been such a delight. Thank you so much to Greg and to Calvin and Todd Alba, who does all the setup and most of the teardown. You are an animal, my friend.
Well, you're the best travel partner that you have. You're fantastic. It's been so much fun.
Well, we didn't even have a chance to tell everybody about our drive yesterday from Eau Claire to Amory when we sang and danced to the entire Book of Mormon soundtrack. I've never done that much. I haven't done that much car dancing in 40 years. It was
Orlando. Orlando.
We should like cruise up and down Maine like we used to do that. Some car dancing.
Amory. Right.
We gotta go. News is next. Have a wonderful.
You're listening to locally grown radio WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time when we're back in the studios of Madison celebrating our Civic Media Scotty Summer Text to Win win. Join us. All that and more review of the weekend's news. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. Max Inc. Radio.
He can play it all, and will challenge Graham Marlowe to it when he's in studio for a live Saturday night concert. I'm Terry Barr. Join me, Rocker, and Jimmy Kane.
Weekend evenings on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Fear you're missing out when you miss our conversations on air? You can always join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.